We're going to speak about the famous sugya, which spans Dahei Amud Aleph, Amudim Aleph, the Beis, the Avod Aleph of Davash HaBeminyan. There's another sugya, Davash HaBeminyan, lays the basis for the structure of rabbinical jurisprudence and the overall organization and structure of the authority of the halacha. The Gemara, Davheiman Aleph and Beitza, says that the Issa of the Beitza, Shadazel Beyontif, is called the Davar Shebeminyan, and called Davar Shebeminyan Tzoch Bilach Elah Hatirai. What the Gemara is saying is that once Davar Shebeminyan is when Chazal get together, or once a Sanhedrin and a Bezin get together, and in fact declare something to be Asa, so in order to withdraw the Issa, in order to amend the Issa, you need another convening of a Bezdin. And that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Sugya in Beitza brings a very, very famous Mishnah, or Braisa, of Kem Ravoy. It says, Kem Ravoy Halal Rabbi Ezra, but Mizrach Lud, Rabbi Loza had a Kerem Ravoy, which means a vineyard of the fourth year, in which in the first 3 years the grapes are have a din of Orla, the fourth year they have a din of Maisa Sheni. It's not right, the Mizrach Lud, the east of Lud, but it's not Kfal Tev. And the biggest of Kila the Lania. Why? Because Chazal had made a takana that was a certain radius of Yerushalayim. Right, as the Marvels previously covered by our Libyan Mahalachim, Echel Chotzad. There's no Tachuma, Chazam and Tachana, that with a certain raise of Shalayim, one does not have the option of redeeming the fruit. One has to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni, in order La'atel, the Shmokim Shal Yerushalayim. That the Marvels of Yerushalayim should be filled with fruit. Yerushalayim should look like certainly as good as Machan Yehuda. So Amleza, who sat in Mizrach Lut, was within this radius, and he had Kavavai, and he found it very difficult to actually bring this Yerushalayim, because he was certainly not going to transgress Kadosh Rabbanan. So he decided to do Matkir his field. That way, he becomes protected from Kavavai. Omer Tamida, Rebbe Kavav Nim Alecha Chavrecha V'Tiruah. In other words, your fellow scholars, your fellow Rabbanim, have already, you know, got together and they said it's mutter, and what the reason is, because it's no longer Beit HaMikdash. Right? That was Zochel and Zakeh. So, in other words, from that Beraisa, from the Gemara here, it's clear that, in other words, certainly, if a Gezeirah is made, and the reason that the Gezeirah is made, the way is made for a specific reason, if the reason goes away, then another man can come along and revoke the Gezeirah. Now, the Rambam, however, in Hilchos Maamonim, Perek Beis, the Rambam says the following thing. The Rambam invokes a Mishnah in Egeus. I'm going to read the Rambam. The Rambam says, Bezin should go to Gezeira, or Yiskir Takada, or Higo Minhag. Bezin may say Takada, or Gezeira, and Issa, as of the type over here. Upashal Dov Chol Yisrael, and it's widely accepted. For Omer Achrayim Bezdin Achu Bikesh Levat Adibet Rishayin comes another Bezdin and wishes to undo the Bezdin. In other words, comes Bezdin number two and wishes to undo the Takana or the Isra Bezdin number one. For Laka Oisa Takana Oisa Gzeir Oisa Minik. Any Yachal Achi Yagod Lebachok Rishah Bachok Leviminyan. In other words, the condition for doing this is that the second Bezdin has to be greater than the Chok Leviminyan. Now, the core of the Rambam is actually a Mishnah in Egeus. The Mishnah in Egeus, which is, I don't think, learned in the Daf Yomi. So that's actually one of the minors of giving the shiur, that you'll be exposed to the set of Egeus. It says in Egeus, Perak Aleph Halacha Hay, it says, Mishnah Hay, it says, Lamas Kiyun Dubay Yochel Ben Hamerubin. Why do we, in the Mishnayas, why is the minority opinion listed among the majority? Because why should be listed? We know that the law is for the majority. Shimei Bezdin is the Yachad Yismachalav, but Bezdin looks to try to rely upon the Das Yachid. Shimei Bezdin Yachol Lamata Dibu Bezachvela Ad Shikol Bechol Femenya. So basically, the Mishnah Edius lays down this condition that a Gzeira or previous Bezdin can only be done if the latter Bezdin is Chol Femenya. Actually, I said there's only Mishnah Edius, and I was insulting you, because actually you should go from other Gemaras. This is mentioned, it's mentioned in Megillah, right? And it's mentioned in some other places too, but it's not important that the Ashley the Makor, you should now know in the Mishnah's 80 years. The Gemara didn't make it up. Now, says the Raifin on the Rambam, says the Rambam, this is Shveil. Why is it Shveil? Hasel the Raifin, Peros Beis Alacha Beis, Ito Shuk Eroshalayim and Peros Kashalei. There's explicit stira to the Rambam from the Ito Peros Yerushalayim. The Gezeil Chazal made, which is indicated in Beitza, the Chazal of Gezeil was a raise of Yerushalayim, as I explained before, you have to bring the fruit of Yerushalayim in order to fill up the marketplace of Yerushalayim with fruit. Sherei Shere Tiknu, but this was a Gezeil of some previous person, Yerushalayim Zakai, you can't say it was good for Chalk of a Minion, Bitlach HaChobin, it was not good for the Chobin, the nation is Batel HaTan, so he went away, because it's no longer, it's no longer Aliyah Meregel, right? Right, Sherei Shere Tiknu, and Gerol Kirishayim. That's what Yerushalayim Zakai says. Interesting, look at the Kesemishtim, which rests on elaborations, but it's not important. The Ikka thing is that what the Rambam Paskins appears to be, in fact, in direct stira to the Braisa, which the Gemara brings in Beitza, Daf Heyam, and Allah. Okay? Now, before, the real Pella is, right, the real Pella is, just so we should not lose our Amunah Sachamim, but the Rambam didn't forget the Braisa in Beitza. So in fact, actually, in the Rambam, in Hilchas Maisa Sheini, Perek Tes Halacha Hei, in Maisa Sheini, I'm just groping here for Zeroyim. What's going on here? Maisa Sheini, Perek, let's say Perek Tes Halacha Hei, in Perek Tes Halacha Hei, in Zeroyim, the Rambam Paskins, he says, "Another shakelu avai his kila bezin shu oyzu shalayim malachim bechalsa." The Ben Sakana, right, that has to go shalayim within a certain radius. Kedela ata shukru shalayim peilos. And mishachal beis hamikdash nifta filosof lechayma. The Ben Sakana was destroyed. Why was this happened? So therefore, it was overturned. So the kasha of the Rambam. How did the Rambam pass me in his business called the Chalk of the Minyan? And then Raivan has a kasha from his vice, and the Rambam passed with the vice. It's a pill on the Rambam. Okay, now, before we give you an answer, which I'm sure you're dying to hear this answer of the Rambam, we shall put Chachamim, that the Rambam didn't forget this vice and did dismiss it. I want to basically note a very interesting thing that the Shredim Mutter were doing. Most other people. If you look in the Mishnah of Adias, the Mishnah is a difficult Mishnah. And every difficult Mishnah is always subject to more than possibly one interpretation. So it says, Lama maskilin dibur hayochet ben hamelubin. The Mishnah of Adias asks, why in the Mishnah do we mention the minority opinion? Hoyal ben halacha gedibur hamelubin. Because halacha it's something like the majority. So why mention the minority opinion? Shim yera bezdin de v'yachiv yismechalaf. The bezdin, she sees the v'yachiv and wants to rely upon it. And the Mishnah says, the bezdin can't be vatal de v'chavero b'chok of the minion. And the Mishnah Zayin says, it was gozol b'chok of the minion, doesn't work. Now, there's a machloikas between the Rambam and the Raifat had to learn the Mishnah. The Raifat says like this, and there's a plash of the Mishnah, that if the Mishnah lists a Das Yochit, why does it list a Das Yochit? If a Bezdin wants to be Seidach on it. Namely what? Namely, is that if the Mishnah didn't list a Das Yochit, then the second Bezdin couldn't overturn the first Bezdin. But if the Mishnah lists a Das Yochit, the second Bezdin could overturn the first Bezdin. That's why the Rambam learns. The Rambam says, no, I'm going to tell you differently. The Rambam says that if there's a Das Yochid in the Rambam, a Bezdin passed like the Yochid, then after that, a succeeding Bezdin cannot overturn it. So now he's looking at the stage. So what kind of girl is she tossing? A claim with a mishnah list of das yochid is like giving a reason for something. Because once it's a das yochid, it's a machlech, and even for every person has a reason. So what the guy would say is the following thing. If the mishnah doesn't list of das yochid, it's like a zayla. If the mishnah has a yochid, it's like giving a reason for why we're going like the rabbi has a yochid. Meaning that what? That if and bezin finds a reason to go to the das yochid, then it's just like if I have a tekana that gives a reason, the bezin of a third, and even though it's not going to call a vision, same thing here too. And the rabbi is going to wish you talk to it. Because once I pass it like the yochid, even though it's a rabbi, so there's a reason I pass the yochid like the rabbi, then even though there's a reason, if I'm giving a reason, then look, the bezin kind of a turn of suck. So both go to Shitasim in this issue. Okay, now, what's interesting is that so we have actually the two lines, there's the two lines of Shitasim. In other words, I understand that every Psak of Benzin, even if there's a reason for the Takana, nonetheless, I succeed in Benzin, I will turn off the Gol Chof Benzin, and usually in certain sense, you never get like that. So because of that, you can never really overturn Takana. But Shaykh with the Rai, but you can. Now, the kind of one can ask a Stira in the Raifet. Now, I'm assuming this is the same Raifet. Scholars can all check me out, but I think it's the same Raifet. The Rosh in Sanhedrin, in the fourth parak, brings a machlekes between himself and the Raifet, whether the Rishon can come up with the Doidim. The Rosh can be found in paragraph B in Sanhedrin, and I think it's in Halacha Vav. The Gemara, a question that was a Gimel speaking about the Indian of what's called Tevet Bar Mishnah. The question is, if something is a stated by the Goyim, it's called Tevet Bar Mishnah. In any case, the Rosh is Mezgalgil the issue. So the question is, can the Rishonim, meaning the medieval commentators of the Gemara, can they argue on the Goyim? The Goyim represents the Tekufa, probably from, let's call it the 5th or the 6th century, until something like the 9th or the 10th century. In other words, can the Rishonim argue on the Goyim? So the Rambam claims that no, the Rishonim cannot argue on them. If Goyim unanimously, right, stated an opinion, the Rishonim can't argue on the Goyim. That's what the Rambam says. And therefore, if a Rishon would state a halacha that is different than that which is unanimously held by the Goyim, then in fact it's called Tevet Bar Mishnah. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says we don't care what the Goyim say. The last buck, the buck stops at Shas. What? Whoever can bring a raya, right? Can I get the goyim from Shas? Then, in fact, actually, the galaka. Now, the interesting is that we know that the Rambam holds like the Rosh. The Rambam Kiseida argues on goyim in the Yad. And not only that, the Rambam himself says in the often forgotten Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. I don't think anyone's ever learned this. Here I'm opening up the pages and there are cobwebs here. And the Rambam's Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, which is very, very interesting. There, the Rambam speaks about the authority of the Shas. And the Rambam says that the Shas, right, basically was called Yisrael, came together, right, at the time, and after that, it's possible that the Jewish people were scattered, and therefore any bezin after the time of the Shas, the Mishnah Takana, the Takana does not have authority right throughout the entire Jewish world. The Shas is the last thing that, in fact, actually has authority. Now, I want to have a kasha. My kasha is, in fact, actually like this. How could the Raivit, this is my stealing the Raivit, how could the Raivit possibly say, let's assume it's the same Raivit, that's not important. How could the Raivit say, because it's the same Rambam, how could the Raivit say here, the Rishonim can't argue the Goyim? I mean, the Raivit holds that the succeeding Bezdin can always argue on a previous Bezdin, if it's a Tam, it's a Bezdin. We know that usually not with the Goyim, your Pesach Halacha is about getting Tam, if that's the Pesach Halacha is in the Shas. So there's going to be a reason. How could the Raivit say that the Rishonim can argue the Goyim? The Raivit, the Shitasa holds that any Bezdin can argue on any Takana or anything of a previous Bezdin. That's a mess of the fact that we're forth Halakha Allah that the Rambam agrees on the top of a million. But how can you say he doesn't argue with the Goyim? Ridiculous! So I want to claim the following thing. We could say the following thing, and the Rambam, according to the Rambam, right? The Rambam's passion, we could argue on them. The Rambam's taking the opinion of the Rambam, you can argue with them. I want to claim the following thing. What I want to claim is, The question is, did the Ga'odim constitute a double Shiva Binyan? The Lashon is another Bachus around the Rabbi, which I didn't tell you about. That's in the beginning of Halacha Beis. There, it's a little bit subtle Machloikas. What's going on here? Okay. It's a subtle Machloikas. The Rambam says, Beis is Shkoda Kazeh, Skila Tikoda, Pinimimim, Upasha Adobah Bechol Yisrael. Says the Rabbi, Om Avram, B'loi Afilu Yom Beis Yidu, Hoi Upasha Adobah Bechol Yisrael. That's the Machloikas. The Rambam requires Kol Yisrael. Not only Kol Yisrael. Only Kol Yisrael. So I want to make this. According to the Rambam, the Goyim, is that called Kol Yisrael? According to the Rambam, the Goyim, is that Kol Yisrael? According to the Rambam, this Kol Yisrael split is the Chassid B'Shash, you're not Kol Yisrael. Is that what's always been in the Bechlal? Of course we have God in the Goyim. You can't get the Shas. Because the Shas is Kol Yisrael. Mashaike, in other words, according to the Rambam, that called Davish Arminyan. But according to the Rambam, it is Davish Arminyan. So now, why can't Arishan argue on the Goyim? Because she had no organized back to dinner after that. There was a Rambam who required Davish Arminyan. Since you don't have another minion, you only have one God who rises, you can't argue on the Goyim. We show up by Yisrael, we answer the Machlokes. Okay, now, it's very interesting, Derech Agav, going being tangential, is what is the authority of the Shas? We know that the Shas constitutes a double Shabbinian. So in fact, as the dinner called Yisrael, you need something which is going to be called the Minyan. The Lachayah, something which is called Yisrael, is difficult to get Golo the Minyan. Because in fact, actually, you know, like the Haggis is according to the Rambam, you need Leo Hanavi. But in any case, maybe it means refers to members of Sanhedrin, etc., etc. In any case, we see, right, that the Rambam is Beyushev. There's two disputes between the Rambam and the Raivet. On one hand, when it comes to Ovish Minyan, the Rambam, right, it's a Machzir. He requires Kol Yisrael. It's Mishpat for Kol Yisrael. Rambam require that. On the other hand, it's not Cheney. Therefore, according to the Rambam, it's very difficult to Ovish Minyan. So, most of the time you argue. Because you're not called Golchav Minyan. I mean, you got to think of one. But once you're Golchav Minyan, you can't argue. You shouldn't get it because it was quite a Rabbi's Rabbi the Gaidin. Because it's not called Golchav Minyan. It's not called Yisrael. It's not Mashash, but called Yisrael. The Rabbi says, it's not Mashash, but called Yisrael. Okay? According to the Rabbi, it's the opposite. I don't need calling Yisrael for Golchav Minyan. It's easy to Golchav Minyan. But according to the Rabbi, there's a Tam, I can't go with the Tam. But you also can't argue. That what comes out of Makhuz Rabbi the Gaidin. Are you with me? Now, I want to address myself to the kasha we asked previously on the Rambam. You said the Rambam says, I mean, this sheet of the Rambam, who is ignoring the Breitzer of Meister Sheni, of Kevin Ravai, he's ignoring the Breitzer of Kevin Ravai in Beitzer, and he's opting in Hilchos Mamrim for the Mishnah in the Masechet Edus. That you need a God of the Minyan, even if the Tam no longer applies. So the question is, how could the Rambam be what's called Mezakish Tala Beitrei? How could the Rambam, on one hand, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, say that even if the Tam goes away, nonetheless, you need God of the Minyan? On the other hand, the Rambam says explicitly in Perek Beis, that's the Meister Sheni, the case of Kelem Ravai. But either of Yochman Zakai would believe it right, but he wasn't good with Chochmah v'Minya. How is it possible that he was overturned the Gezeira? It's a stira in the Rambam. Not to mention the fact there are other Takkadas of Yochman Zakai that also overturned things. We've seen this today. If we go through the Tachshan, etc., etc. I want to say a chiddush about Rambam. Really, it's Tafina, but I have to say this because otherwise we have a terrible stira in the Rambam. Begins the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Bez din ha-gozel shem Yerushalayim, heim ikra tera shbi'al peh. Veim omra yora, omehem, chayk u-mishpat yoytsi l'chol Yisrael, ve'elei v'tzich ha-shleba, al-pesa yishirucha, u-mishpat yomil ha-chatas, ezu b'tzis asfei, Chalchala Bayim Min B'Meshach Rabbeinu V'Teros Rechai B'Smech Bayim Tzadas Abakim Nishon Olayim. Then the Rambam goes in to speak about the Hagim Zeros Tchanes, as he mentions in Parag Beis. Now, and then he says, Bezin HaGadol Parag Shein Shadoshu Da'achiz Man Amidas, and then Bezin Shadoshu Gezeh Rizkino. It's clear to me that the Rambam is speaking of the Bezin HaGadol Mishalayim. What's he thinking about? In fact, there are many achreinim of Pashir Rabbah, which you could look at your Frankel edition, they brought. But in fact, the Yisra Vesosa, according to several achreinim, only applies to a takana gzeira that's learned by the Bezalel Mishalayim. It's a machleika, some say it's for the Chifum Zashas. By the way, the Shita Bechina, which everybody brings, is only a Das Yachit. Lo Batzad HaChavera, the Chol Shem Achreinim. But like this, I'm going to say the following thing. If we accept the fact that the Rambam and Perak Al Perak Beis and Mamlam is speaking about Beis and HaGadol Yerushalayim. Well, after the Chulvan, the Beis wasn't Yerushalayim anymore. In fact, Yerushalayim had less Yerushalayim before that. But whatever it is, when Yechad ben Zakkai came along and asked the Kanas, there wasn't Yerushalayim. It's already in Yavna. So I want to claim the following thing. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that the time, even the time goes away, you need go chok dominion, the Rambam is speaking about a takana that was made by the Beis HaGadol Yerushalayim. Post Chulvan, namely Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you don't have a takana of Yerushalayim, the Rambam would agree, and the time goes away, the gezeira goes away too. The gezeira goes away too. So very good. The takana, right? It could not be that the Tana of Maisa Shani was said with the Bezin was in Yerushalayim. Because we know that there are Asaf Asayis of the Bezin, of the Baron Rosh Hashanah, and the Shani, learn Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yemi. So it wasn't made by the Tana of the Bezin in Yerushalayim. So because of that, the Yechim and Zaki was able to come along and overtake the Tana. So there's no Stira. There's no Stira. And there's no Stira. So it comes out is that when the Rambam says you go to Chochmah Minyan, he's speaking about a Bezin of Yerushalayim. Is Bezin of Yerushalayim, then the Rambam would agree that if the reason goes away, the kind of goes away. And that's what I say, that everybody agrees with us. Now, I want to mention, go back to an interesting point here. There's no time? Okay. The Rambam in Mamrim distinguishes two things. He distinguishes Takanas and Gezeiras, where the Rambam says you need Kol B'Chochmah V'Minyan, but then he talks about Dinim that are learned through the Yud Gimel Midos. Perak Sheni Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Bezin HaGadol Shadol Shemachas Al Amidos Kifim Bashenira Beineihem Shadin Kam V'Dam Dino Dinah. But other Achrayim Bezin Acher, another Bezin comes along, and if he arrives to be Saisa, they can do so. Says the Rambam, Rus the Pazuk, El Hashayf Asher Yemen Mahem. And it's Achrayim Lechaz Acher Acher Bezin Shemachat Dorach. Meaning like this. The Rambam is like this. If the Bezin makes a Takana, so to overturn the Kana, you go Chochmah Minyan. But the Bezin learned something using one of the Gimel Midas, one of the Midas, that even if the succeeding Bezin is not go Chochmah Minyan, it can overturn it. That's the sort of the Rambam, and everybody's on top of it. The question is, it's a Stira in Yachtovah Sar Rambam. Because in Yachtovah the Rambam, the Rambam makes it clear that not only can the Goyim, or no one else after the Goyim, argue in the Shas, in Takanas Gezeiros, but they can't argue the Shas even in things learned from the Yud Gimel Midos. And the Kesef Mishnah, in fact, mentions that. Because the Mishnah says, right, the Efshaloyma Shemiyam Hasimah Samish, this is about the Amoraim in the Mishnah, Kimah the Kibbush Adeiros Achoyim Lo Yechuk Al Rishayim, Vechayim Asu Gam Hasimah Satalv. That's the Kesef Mishnah, famous Kesef Mishnah. So basically, he says the Kesef Mishnah, Lubakayim, then in fact, actually, the people shouldn't argue on that. Now, This is not so clear. He says, Epshel. I mean, there isn't a raya, kibbutzim, we're not doing something. I mean, the Rambam really just tells us the Metzius, the Adama, that after that, they'll have a taken. We have a reason why. Based on the cause of the Zayah, she can say, we don't have a proper Tavish of a Minyan. Maybe Tavish of a Minyan requires a Bezdin, you know, Kashra Bezdin. But, I mean, Mithis, learned from Sukkim, doesn't require a Bezdin. So, or at least this is so in other words, why can't a Bezdin come along and argue on it? Now, or does it go to the Bezdin? Anyone can argue. Alright, so now, I want to claim there's a lot of discussion in this. If you look in the Kevet Sheulah of Elchanan, he discusses this. It is a little bit up in the air. Because even though there's something called Jacob Sadeh, you know, occasionally we had some person in some door, which he does argue with the previous door, for example, the guard would argue with the Shayna. So, in the Kevet Sheulah, he has eyes on Machlis and Chazan. I'm going to go into this. I want to propose a little bit of a different way of understanding this. What gives the Chasimus HaShas its takeoff? Look at this Tathina. I would like to say the following thing. You all learned Erevin. And Erevin, Rashi mentioned, the Gemara speaks of being Meila Hirah in the presence of a person's Rab, the presence of his Rabbi. The Gemara says, why does a person be Meila Hirah in the Gemara says, in Megillah Tainus? So the Gemara says, since it's written. So Rashi mentions there in Erevin, in the Ayin, Ayin, all up there, that in those days nothing was written. There wasn't anything written. Rashi says very clearly, Rashi also talks about the Gilo of Bezin in the Messiah. Things were not written down. It's Masha and Rashi, during the time of Ryan, even the Mishnahs were written down. So the Ram was Masha, but the Mishnahs were written down. But in the Rashi, nothing was written down. When was the Talmud first written down? So most people understand that when the Ram says, the Rashi says, hey, law, it's mashma that they work on the Talmud. However, if you learn the Smag, some of you might learn the Smag, there's a famous Pelosh of Rabbi Isaac Shvan at the Smag. He was a Choshev Yid. Now that he gets to the Smag, but he got the Parasi of Kiva Eger brings it in some places in Gimashan. But Gimon brings Choshev Yid. So, Rabbi Isaac brought up Saba Lelosh, which is a forgery, but in any case, I mean, Rabbi Isaac Shvan Lechay was not a forgery. Now, Abayzik Stein has a whole Klintres. It's published the new editions of the Smag, even though some of the new editions don't have the Abayzik Stein Hagdama, but the new edition of the Smag and the Chesed Yeshiva does have the Hagdama, from which I xeracked it. And then Abayzik Stein says, and some people claim that the Rav Ashi wrote down the Gemara, he says ridiculous. And if he's all that right is one after another, he says that the Stummer, the Shas, was first written down sometime in the 9th, 8th century. That's what he said, of Isaac Stein. Okay? It says, even the Mishnayas, he wants to learn the Rambam differently. The Tanakh is in the Rambam that even the Mishnayas weren't written down. Which means, you get an incredible thing. You get an incredible thing is, that according to Isaac Stein, the whole Tanakh should be up there, was an oral Messiah until the 8th century. Nothing was written now. No Mishnah, no Gemara. It was completely all of a sudden. Now, you can imagine what it's never as old as Shmayas. Can you imagine, you know, a person knows even, you know, all of Shas be out there. How many people to get that in generation? Can you imagine that there were people who could say that, you know, learn all of this Tesha up there, be out there, until the time, including the Rav Ashi. An incredible thing. In any case, the sheet of Isaac Stein, and if you look at this Hagdama, you'll see clearly he proves it with Reis Muchachas. Go ask Professor Zussman from Hebrew University. There, you'll see that clearly the Shas was in fact an oral tradition until the 8th, 9th century, which we're speaking about something like 400 years after the Sefer of Rashi. Now, it's not my... I want to go into this in detail. I'm sure some of you are very interested. I'm sure that the Quantos will get much make mail about this, right? I'm not sure whether it'll be love mail or hate mail. But in any case, from Isaac Stein 7. Now, as it's a passion by him. Now, I want to claim the following thing. The most significant event that took place was the writing down of something. When you write something down, it becomes a canon. Text becomes a canon. That's the right thing that becomes a canon. More than that, once the Shas is written down, there's no longer an oral tradition. I know people have oral traditions from the Chazanish, from the Avi Ezra, from the Yotzei, but in other words, it's not really an oral tradition. In other words, in the 8th century, the oral tradition finishes. Of course the Shas is going to have Taikif, because there are only written one traditions for the Shas. There's no alternative tradition. The Taikif of Shas is existential. Once it becomes a written document, our only window of the tradition is through the Shas. So, the aside of the Shas is absolute. One cannot, unless you're a apikaitis, and you engage yourself in higher level criticism, one can never go back to before the Shas and bring it out against the Shas, because all we have is the Shas. In other words, the old tradition with the Rosh Hashanah is now unscrutinable. That's the Pshat of the Rambam. Okay. I think I've said enough for the Shia. There's more to speak about. But there's the Shulchan Aruch we can speak about. Look at the Chazedish. And Simon Kuflar and Gil, and Yechadeya. This is Machlokes with him and the Chodin Tzvi. But I think we'll stop over here. Okay? Be well.